In London, three underground stations have been evacuated following reports of a possible explosion. Police have cordoned off streets nearby, and officers with sniffer dogs are on patrol. We've reached Stryker McGuire, Newsweek's bureau chief in London, to find out the latest. And thank you for joining us.
Of course.
What do we know about what is happening at this moment?
Well, basically, as you've been reporting, we don't know a whole lot. But what we do know, I think, is good news, if that's the right phrase. I mean, it does not at this point look that serious. The explosions were only explosions in a very technical sense. They may have been detonators going off and obviously scaring people, causing panic. And in the case of the bus, I'm not clear exactly what that was, but it did apparently blow out some windows. But there are no reports yet of serious injuries. The police commissioner was recently on the television and radio, and he talked about four attempts at explosions. He said casualties looked like they would be very low. Transport system is closed down, and the authorities are telling people just to stay put and not move at this point.
And still unclear why these might be dummy bombs rather than real bombs? I mean, are the authorities talking about that?
Well, I think, they, you know, at this point, it's, as they say here, very early days. I think there's probably some speculation that this is sort of, these are copycat bombs, copycat operations, as opposed to a long-planned a terrorist event, but we don't really know at this point. What we do, what we think we know, is that these are not explosions on the magnitude of Thursday 2 weeks ago.
Are people, though, knowing that is a little bit, as you put it, a slight bit of good news, jittery,
yeah,
though, there?
Yeah, people are jittery. I mean, I was out when the news broke, and walking a fairly long distance back to the office, and people were, a lot of people were trying to make phone calls on their cell phones. They couldn't get through, because what happens in these incidents is that the phone company providers, the service providers, on a kind of rolling basis, turn off certain networks to make sure that security people can get through. But people, I saw people gathered around cars and trucks that had their radios turned up very loud, and there was a sense of definitely a sense of anxiety. And I think people are a bit jittery. I've seen this, you know, myself, even just riding the tube. People are being very patient. They're actually being quite good-natured about things. But part of the transport system is still closed 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
The trains that are running are very, very crowded at peak hours, and, you know, people's nerves are just a little bit frayed at this point.
Stryker, thank you very much. Stryker McGuire, Newsweek's bureau chief, speaking with us from London.